This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Turns out Bill de Blasio is the worst candidate when it comes to private property rights. I mean, the worst. And the president's new immigration plan is getting a lot of praise, but not from Ann Coulter, which you could imagine. Welcome back to the show. Glad you are here, the Cioli Show. Happy Friday. It's a beautiful day ahead. Glad you are here, the Cioli Show, on Twitter, at Rich Cioli, and Facebook.com/Cioli Show. So here's the thing, and this is an important point to note about Bill de Blasio as he runs for president. Yeah, the guy did go down and help out with the Sandinistas at one point. And he also is a groundhog murderer. He killed a groundhog. He did. He held up Chuck, Staten Island Chuck, and he dropped Chuck. Chuck died. And the zoo covered it up because the zoo gets city funding. You know, I drive into work because I don't ride a bicycle. Because I am a man, and I drive to work, and when I get to work and I park the beautiful Volvo, I walk into the station. If I'm not already listening to 1210 in the car, I walk in here, and yesterday, as I walked in, I heard George Norrie, who hosts a show called Coast to Coast, and the first thing that George Norrie said as I walked in the studio was, so what is the alien agenda? What is the alien agenda? Now, Coast to Coast is all about conspiracy theories and aliens and that sort of thing and shapeshifters and whatnot. So by alien agenda, George Norrie was talking about literally aliens from outer space. And what is the alien agenda? And I thought to myself, I mean, obviously the alien agenda is to take over the world, right? And impose their values on us and make all of us subservient to them. What else would the aliens want? Why else would they come? And then I started to realize, man, if you go down this rabbit hole of conspiracies, you could really get lost. But the Bill de Blasio killing a groundhog is not a conspiracy. He literally killed Chuck, all right? It's not the moon landing, and it's not the Kennedy assassination, and it's not alien abductions. The guy had the groundhog in his hand. He dropped the groundhog died. Like, it's not that complicated. I don't know where the animal rights people are. They should be out there. He's the Charles Manson of groundhogs is what he is. And the man needs to be stopped before Punxsutawney Phil is killed. If he ever campaigns in Philadelphia or Pennsylvania, I want an all-out 100-mile barrier on Punxsutawney Phil so that little groundhog will be okay. But the other thing about Bill de Blasio is that he hates private property rights. Reason.com, my favorite libertarian magazine, they have this on their website. Bill de Blasio is the worst 2020 candidate on property rights. The worst. None of the Democratic candidates running for president in 2020 are great on the issue of property rights, but the race's newest entrant might just be the worst. De Blasio announced he's running for president. He said he's going to take on the wealthy and take on the corporations and not rest until the government serves the people of this country, he said. The people. Given his zealous support for shifting wealth from the wrong hands to the right hands, it should come as no surprise that Mayor Bill de Blasio has taken a dim view of private property rights. For a couple of days in late April, to take the most recent example, de Blasio told anyone who would listen that he wanted to ban developers from constructing glass and steel skyscrapers. Yeah, that's right. I've talked about that quite a bit. Glass and steel buildings, the ones that were built for decades, were just huge emitters of greenhouse gases. They were built, as you know, as monuments to wealth, but they were horrible for the environment. And what we are saying is we are going to ban those. I wonder how that plays in steel country in Pennsylvania. How does it play in steel country, Pennsylvania, I wonder? De Blasio, of course, now has all kinds of other nutty ideas. He wants to seize buildings of landlords who've let their apartments fall into disrepair. He said, quote, when a landlord tries to push out a tenant by making their home unlivable, a team of inspectors and law enforcement agents will be on the ground in time to stop it. We will seize their buildings and we will put them in the hands of a community nonprofit that will treat tenants with the respect they deserve. This was mostly bluster. The only policy change to come from the mayor's call for dispossessing landlords of their property was an executive order creating an office to protect tenants, which was given the more modest portfolio of connecting renters with existing social services. Then he went after private property rights in other areas as well. And he also got some people to come out and say that they were very concerned because of what he wanted to do as far as seizing people's wealth and their homes and their buildings. I am deeply concerned by Mayor de Blasio's proposed expansion of property seizures like those carried out through the controversial third-party transfer program, wrote a Democrat councilman in New York, making reference to a city program that seizes properties with unpaid taxes or utility bills and then hands them over to a third party who then sells them to developers. The program has courted controversy over a number of its completed and attempted takings, including one instance where the city of New York tried to seize $2 million in property of a woman who had a $3,000 delinquent tax bill. So the woman had a $2 million piece of property. She owed $3,000 in taxes, and the city tried to seize her property over a late tax bill. You think this kind of stuff will make the national news? I'm curious about that. You think this stuff will make the national news? A class action suit has also been filed against the city, alleging that the program has resulted in numerous unconstitutional property seizures. And while de Blasio is supremely confident in the ability of city governments to manage properties better than private landlords, the New York City Public Advocate ranked the New York City Public Housing Authority as the worst landlord in the city due to the staggering number of open work orders and needed repairs at city-owned residential properties. Now, de Blasio said the following about private property rights in an interview in 2017. What's been hardest is the way our legal system is structured to favor private property. I think people all over the city of every background would like to have the city government be able to determine which building goes where, how high it will be, who gets to live in it, what the rent will be. I think there's a socialistic impulse, which I hear every day in every kind of community, that they would like things to be planned in accordance to their needs. And I would too. Unfortunately, what stands in the way of that is hundreds of years of history that have elevated property rights and wealth to the point that that's the reality that calls the tune a lot of times with development. If I had my druthers, the city government would determine every single plot of land, how development would proceed, and there would be very stringent requirements around income levels and rents. That's a world I'd love to see. Now, I have to say, Bernie Sanders, who's crazy and left, is not as bad as de Blasio on this front, because Bernie has actually been a critic of eminent domain. I know. It's amazing, right? But remember, he's in Vermont, though, so he's got to cater to a lot of those people. The thing about Bill de Blasio and the thing about most people who are communists is that they don't... Private property rights have to be abolished. You can't have private property in a communist system. It doesn't work. And so if you ever read the Communist Manifesto and you understand they talk about to each according to his own, to the needs of the many and the few and the blah, 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 all the basic things that de Blasio is saying here, it's all got to be controlled by the state, the collective for the good of everybody. And that's essentially what de Blasio is saying here. He's saying, you know, we'll have everything. We'll plan it all out. We'll control everything. We, the government, will be in charge. No more private sector and no more private property rights. It's literally out of the Communist Manifesto 101 playbook. It's that. It's not a conspiracy, and I'm not trying to go down the road of aliens and shapeshifters and lizard people. I'm just telling you the truth. Bill de Blasio, in addition to being a groundhog killer, is also a guy who's quoting from Karl Marx. Why does that not make the national conversation, I wonder? I wonder. Why does his groundhog killing spree not make the national conversation either? If you have a groundhog, keep him far away from the mayor of New York City for your own good. And by the way, why do you have a groundhog?
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.